Tyler, congratulations. Great to talk to you two nights in a row here, or two out of three nights anyway. And what were you thinking? What was your process in that at bat with first and third?
Hey, hello. You guys hear me okay?
Gotcha.
I was just trying to get a ball over the plate. I could put a good swing on. Got it on the second pitch.
And you got it up in the air. That was the first thing. That would have tied the game, but you left no doubt with that blast.
Yeah, that was a good swing for sure. I'm pretty proud of that one, so I'm really happy we were able to walk out with the win today.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we were saying a moment ago, Tyler, you know, it's hard to say it's a must win with this much time left, but there's not a lot of time left. And I don't know how much scoreboard watching you guys are doing with the other teams that are in contention for the wild card, but did it feel about as close to a must win as it could be?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're playing, a really good ball team over there in Baltimore, divisional rival, you know, top of the division all year. So want to come out and put a good, showing in front of the home fans. And we were able to do that tonight, you know, just really good all-around baseball. Scrapping some hits together, playing solid D, pitching the ball really well, able to keep them off the board most of the game, so it was good collective effort.
And the first Red Sox walk-off home run this season. You've hit 30 now at 101 games. That's a pretty great ratio.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to do my part, man. I'm just trying to go up there and, every at-bat, just trust the preparation. Sounds cliche, but that's me.
And you seem like a real natural right-hand batter for Fenway because you can pull the ball and take advantage. Not that you need it with shots like that with a wall, but Fenway is really to your liking, I would think.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, I really enjoy playing here in Fenway. Being able to call Boston home this year has been very special for me. And, just the ballpark is so special. You don't see it anywhere else. And I'm just really thankful to be able to experience this for this year.
Yeah, five homers for you, Tyler, in the last five games. Has that been your history? Have you been a streaky home run hitter in the past?
It kind of seems like the streaks are a little hotter and a little colder this year for sure. But it's just about feeling good, feeling good every day and trusting the prep and riding out those hot streaks as long as I can, and I'm feeling off balance, doing everything I can to get back on balance.
Well, you'll make it a much more enjoyable trip to New York in a few hours.
No doubt. Yeah, it's going to be a late night for us, but we're used to that, man. A lot of night games on travel days here in Boston.
Well, we were going to say go get a shower, but you already got one when you crossed home plate.
Stink
it looked
like
you were
Gatorade.
Pretty soggy when you were talking to Jemai
like
down there
right
on the Nesson
interview. Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all worth it, and I'll do it 100 times over.
Tyler, congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.